We are in the middle of Tosfos, and that Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. We're not going to start Shitas Rabbeinu Chananu Shat in the Gemara. It's around 20 lines from the bottom. The Lashon Rishon Perish HaKontres. We don't have this in our Rashi's. V'hi Gilsas Rabbeinu Chananu. Omar Rove. Rishon Chayev. Bein Beniskei Gufoi. Bein Beniskei Momoinoi V'sheini. Kshehusku Begufoi Shel Rishon. The case of we have Hakadorim Bazagogim, Niskal Rishon V'Nofal V'Niskal Hasheni B'Rishon V'Shlishi B'Sheni, Rishon Chayev B'Niskei Sheni V'Sheni Chayev B'Niskei Shlishi. So Rove said that the Rishon is Chayev Bein B'Niskei Gufoi. Sai, the goof of the Sheni was genesic to him. Bein beniskei momoinoi the Sheni kshehusku begufay shal Rishon. The Rishon is chayev, and the Sheni is niskal boy. Sai, the Sheni was nizik begufay. Sai, the Sheni was nizik bemomoinoi kidemethorish. The Rishon Vadai Peshayahu Beramea. The first one that was Niskal Zichara Peshaya, the Minafshei Nofel, he fell on his own accord because of his Pshia, Vahavi Odom Hamazik. So Mamela he's called an Odom Hamazik, and therefore he's chayiv and the niskei momoinai shalsheini. Adam is chayiv and keilim. Ula Rabbonon, and according to the Rabbonon that hold niska lav pesheya, but mishum shahoyeloi lamoid ulahazir, but he should have gotten up according to Rabbi Yochanan, or should have been mazir according to Rabbi Nachman ben Yitzchok, that also gives him a din of Adam Hamazik. Visheini, the second one that was Niskal Berishen, is Chayev Beniskei Gufoi Shel Shlishi. Visheini is Chayev if the Shlishi was Niskal Boy, and the Hezek occurred to the Gufa Shlishi, so the Visheini is Chayev. Avoloi beniskei momoinoi shel shlishi. But if the moment of the shlishi was huzik, al yedei mashe niskal basheini, so then the sheni is potter. Kidemasik, the Gemara is going to firoitz, da gufei shel shlishi mechayev, even though he wasn't a poisheya bin the philosoi, the hoyeloi lamed, the loyomat, am a mene potter, the havelebel. That means, since the sheni, there was no pshia whatsoever bin the philosoi, he was an honest gomel. It's different than the Rishon. The Rishon was an Oynis Shekorov Lignave. So we say that an Oynis Shekorov Lignave, Bitziruf, the Tviya Olav Shahoya Loilamoid Vloyomal, that gives him a din of Odom Hamazik, and therefore the Rishon is Chayiv, and the Niskei Momoinoi Shalashem. Masha'enkein the Sheini, who was an honest gomel, he was Niskal Berishen. So the whole Tviya on him is So, mitzad, this tviye, he has a din boyer, and not a din odom amazik. The havelay boyer, v'loy motzino boyer, shechayu boyesakeil. So according to the Rach, the beginning of Rav's memra was to come to tell us that the Rishain is an odom amazik, a yedene filosoi, b'tziruf tohoye loy lamoid, and the Sheini is a boyer because of the Tviya Shehoye loy lamoid, and therefore the Sheini is only chayiv al niskei gufoy shel shlishi, not al niskei momoine shel shlishi. Uporich, so the Gemara asks, Rishay nami nechoshev gufoy boyer v'yifter al momen ha-sheini. Why do you differentiate between the nefilas ha-rishayin and the nefilas ha-sheini? O mishani, so the Gemara answers, Rishayin mi nafshei nofel. The Rishayin fell on his own accord. So that's a niskal, that is a peshei according to Rameya. Ula rabbonon, mishum da havalei lahazel rab nachmen, labyechen hoye loy lamay. And according to the rabbonon, he's an odom amazik, even though niskal lav peshei, he also is a din of Odom Hamasik. Af al gav de la rabbonon shnei emanusim. According to the rabbonon, afulu nofal minav shei nofal. He's also an onus. So why do we say the first one, because of hoyoloi lamoid, is an odom, and the second one, mishum shoyoloi lamoid, is a boy? Mikol makim harishain she'enei onus kolkach. The rishain is an onus ke'en gneve. According to the rabbonon hachilkim al rameh that hold niskal lav peisheya, it is not a peisheya, it's an onus ke'en gneve. So memela an onus ke'en gneve b'tziruf. The hoye loy lamed avi odom amazik mitam shoy loy lamed loy lahazir. Vahasheini shu onus yoyser, but the second one that was niskal berishayin, einay nechshav, so there is no pshia whatsoever in the nefila. It's an einis gomo. So the whole tvi is oyeloi lamed, oyeloi lahazer, eine nechsha mitam zeh ki imbe. So that is Rav's memre. So Rav's memre started off speaking about the nizoikim, not about the mazikim. That the nizoikim of the rishon, ben shoyo gufoi shosheni, ben shemamoini shosheni, the Rishon is chayav because he's Odom Amazik. The Nezoikin of the Sheini, he's only chayav on the Gufa Shlishi, not on the Momen Shlishi. Ulefize. So, the Gemara started off by saying that the Rishon is an Odom and the Sheini is a bird. Ulefisa have a motzi lemitcha chashe, so the Gemara should have asked right away, honicha lishmul. So according to Shmul, it's very good. The sheni could be a boyer, because of the loy afkere is also a boyer. But according to Rav, the loy afkere is not a boyer, and it is a shayer, we'll see from Taisviz. So if it's a shir, so why is he potter on the kelim? And according to Rabbi Nachman, the Gemara does not go into this. Later, at the end of the sugya, the Gemara is going to ask this kasha. So Taisva says, it's very modern why the Gemara didn't right away ask this kasha. Fine. Meisve. So, Bekitzer, so Rav said that the Rishon is an Odom. I'm sorry, Rav said the Rishon is an Odom and the Sheni is a Boy. And therefore the Rishon is Chayiv al Niskei Mamoinai Shal Sheni, and the Sheni is only Chayiv al Niskei Gufoi Shal Shlish. Meisve, so the Gemara asks a kasha. We learned a Baraisa. Kulon chayovim al niskei gufon, ukturim al niskei momoino. So the Gemara understood pshat the Baraisa, that kulon means that side the rishon and side the sheni are only chayiv if they were mazik the guf of the next one. The rishon is chayiv only if it was mazik the guf of the sheni. The sheni is chayiv only if it was mazik the guf of shalishi. Upturim al niske momoinon shall nizaikim. So what is pshat? So pshat is because both of them are aboy. Not the way Rove had said that the Rishon is an Odom, so he's chayv al niske momoinon shall sheni. No, both of them are aboy. That's what it says in the Baraisa. V'chayse by Rove mitech koshizu. So Mamela, the Baraisa says that both of them are aboy. So he had charote. So what he said, he was chayzer. He sees from the Baraisa that both of them are aboyer. V'teima, so Tosfos asks, according to the Rabbeinu Chananu, kulan chayomim al niskei gufon upturin al niskei mamoinon, so let us say pshat in the Baraisa, the Lashani, let's answer, the gufoi umamoinoi amazikin koi. Maybe it's going on the mazikin, not on the nizoikin. Kulon chayovim beniske gufo. That means if the rishon is mazik, he's chayiv. The sheni is mazik, he's chayiv. But the moment of the rishon and the moment of the sheni is potter. So that means that the rishon is also not a peisheya. So Memele is not a koyre boyer. So Memele, so he's side the Rishon, side the Sheni, a potter, if their moment was mazik. But the Baraisa Bechlal is not speaking about what they were mazik. And that's what Rav is speaking about. She could make Oisi Shalom Bimroimov. The Baraisa is speaking about the mazikim, the moment of the Rishon and the moment of the Sheni, and Rav is speaking about the Nezoikin, the moment of the Sheni, the moment of the Shlish. The Lashani, the Gufay, a Momoine, a Mazikim coin, the Chayov, Maniska, the Gufay, the Rishon, Mitamodam, a Mazik, could be Rav is right. The Gufay, Shosheni, Mishum Boyer, the Upota anizokim shemamoine hizik kerabona da omar niska laf paisheya hu avimavki nizokov laach and the philosophers. So Tosfos is having a running commentary on the Rav's pshat. So Tosfos said, well, there's two kashas that, first of all, why the Gemara didn't bring in Shmuel right away? That's kasha number one. In kasha number two, what's bechlal the kasha from the Baraisa? The Baraisa could be speaking about the mazikim, the moment of the rishon, the moment of the sheni, and Rav is speaking about the nezoikin, the moment of the sheni, the moment of the shlish. Let's go further with the Gemara. Elo amar Rav. So now Rav was chayzer. So the way the Gemara understood pshat in the Baraisa. The Baraisa is telling us that the Rishon is potter amamoinai shel sheni. So in other words, the Rishon is also a boy. Not the way Robert said. Ela amar Rove, Rishon chayev, bein beniske gufoi, bein beniske mamoinai. The Rishon im hizik beguf asheni, bein beniske mamoinai, the rishon im hizik beguf hashayni. If it was mazik in the guf hashayni, fakel, I hear what you're saying. The baraisa tells me that the rishon is a boy. Fine, I'll buy that the rishon is a boy. But Rav is coming to tell us that the moment of the rishon is also a boy. Because niskal peishaya. Yesh svarim shekosu ben behedye ben itzik mi gufoy. Sai de sheni was genizik from the guf of the rishon ben itzik mi mamaynoy. So the rishon is chayiv. Sheni chayiv beniske shlishi, beniske gufay de sheni, mishim shoy loy lamed, he's a boyer, avoloy beniske mamayne de sheni, da malay hay bire lav anok ritei, da ones hoyo, sharishim gorem loy lipe, avorishim vaday pesheyo. The rishon is a peshay. So now, the lashon of Rav is, and is, if we're holding cheshbon, the rach is mamish punkfakelt, then the first pshat of Rashi, we started out, Rav started out to speak about if the moment of the rishon and the moment of the sheni was mazik. And now, according to the rach, that was the chazor elo omar Rav. And Rav said that the moment of the rishon is mazik ischai because niskal peisheya, and the moment of the sheni is mazik, so he's potter because he's not a peisheya. I boer lava no karite, so the sheni is potter amashe hizik b'moine and the rishon is chay. But according to the Rabbeinu Hananel, we have something very interesting. We're saying the vial now that the Rishain and Sheini are a boyer. That's what we're saying. That's derived from the Baraisa. Kulon chayovim al niske gufon means if they were mazik the guf, the nizokim that happened to the guf of the sheni, the guf of shlishi, upturan al niske mamoine, but they're all potter if they were mazik the momin. So the rishin is potter is mazik the momin of the sheni. So the baraisa tells us the rishin is also a boil. Sheni is a boil, the rishin is a boil. Not what Robert said in the beginning that the rishin is another. The rishin is also a boil. Now Rav is coming to tell us, but the moment of the rishon is also a boil, because niskal peisheya. Now we have to scratch our heads, because this is very difficult to understand. If you say niskal peisheya, so he was a peisheya and he fell. And therefore he's chayiv on the moment that was mazik, so he's called a keire boil. So why isn't he called Adam a mazik? Why is he was a peisheya and a nefila? Why isn't he called Adam a mazik? If Rav is telling us that the rishon is chayiv al niske momoines, so he holds niskal peisheya, so why isn't he called Adam a mazik? How do we understand this combination? He's a peisheya, and that's why he's called a keire boyer, but he himself is not called Adam a mazik, even though he fell al yedei pshiyusa. So this thesis is going to address this problem. Avorishin vade peisheyu. That's what Rav is coming to tell us. Olahach iktoni bebraise vekulam pturim al niske momoinon. Perish ala nizoikin shegufarishin aminech shoboyo. And that what the braise says that your pot al niske momoinon means the nizoikin of the means of the sheni, the moment of the sheni that was genizi from the gufarishin, the rishin is pot because it's called a boil. Why is the rishin called a boil? So Taisha says, kiven shaloi hizikoi biyodai. Amor de kechidish. That's right, it's 100% his fault.
But that's not called Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik means that the Adam is Mazik. He's Hoylech HaMazik. Here Pshat is he's down on the ground. That what he's down on the ground, he's a Sheigetz, it was Nizkal Peshe. But Lemaise, the Hezik is the Tzura of Boil, that Yenna was Genizik in him. So an Adam that has a Tzura of a Boil is a Boil, even though it's his fault. That is not what the Gemara holds. Amayra de Kechidish. Vekashe. So this Taisvis has Amayra de Kechashe. Kimin de Peshaya, I don't understand. He's a Peshaya. It's his fault that he's lying on the ground. Amay potek shegufoy hizik momin asheni. Va'avo pishein mazik biyadayim. I hear what you're saying, he's not mazik biyadayim. Aber ein loy lichoshem boyer. But that's not called a boyer. An odom. That someone was genizik. He was niskal in the odom. That's called Adam Amazik. Dosnan, we learned in the Mishneh, im Omad Balkoire, there was a Balkoire that went first, and then there was a Balchovis that went after the Balkoire, and the Balkoire was Omad Lofush, he stopped, yeah, Pesheya Ashegetz, and the Chovis ran into the Balkoire. The Balkoire is Chayiv. The Balkoire is Chayiv. Now why is the Balkoire Chayiv? He wasn't Mazik in Biyadayim. The Balchovis was Nizik in the Balkoire. So the Teretz says if he's a Sheigetz, if he was a Peshay, that's called Adam HaMazik. So how could the Gemara hold now that Niskal Peshaya, that the Rishon was a Peshaya, that what he's down on the ground is Aydev Shiyosai. And if someone bumps into him, it's called Boyer. What do you do with the Mishnah? Al Mechoshiv Adam. It's called Adam. Adam HaMazik. Afal Pi She'enei Mazik Piyadai. This again is the running commentary of Taisvitz. How can there be such a pshat? Weitergegangen. Aber Kaponim Taisvitz brings down the Rach's pshat. Taisvitz asks Kashis on it. Weitergegangen to bring down the whole Rach's pshat. Now, so we're finished already. Theoretically, we're finished. The sugya had started off that Rove had said that the Rishon is an Adam in Yisrael on this game of Moine Shal Shaini. The Shaini is a Boer in Pota on this game of Moine Shal Shlishi. The Gemara asked a Kasha from the Baraisa that says, Pulam Pturim on this game of Moine. So we see that the Rishon is also a Boer. Salove et Charote. You're right. The Rishon is a Boer, the Sheini is a Boer. And what did Rava come to tell us? Rava just came to tell us the Rishon is a Peshaya, so therefore the moment of the Rishon is also a Boer. The Sheini is not a Peshaya. I bir alava no kirite, so the moment of the Sheini is not a Boer. That's what Rava came to tell us, and we're finished already, theoretically. Now the Gemara comes to analyze the Baraisa. The Baraisa said, Kulam chayovim al niskei gufon upturim al niskei momoina. So this in the gills of the Rach, we're going to start analyzing the Baraisa. Kulam chayovim al niskei gufon k'moy omama. Now we're going to start trying to understand this. So what do you say? So what does the Baraisa say? The Baraisa says that Tzai the Rishon, Tzai the Sheni are a boil, and therefore they are potter on the Niske Mamoinoi, that they were Mazik. So the Gemara asks now, and Taisha says the Gemara could have before also asked the Kasha, Honicha l'Shmuel, according to Shmuel, fine. So even though it's Le'afkerei, it's a boil. So it's very good. So Layavka is a bill. So I'll say whatever I'll accept whatever you're saying. So Sai the Rishin and Sai the Shani are put on the Niske Mamoine of the Shani and the Shlishi because they're a bill. Even though it's Layavka. But according to Rav, Layavka is a shir. So what's Pshan the Barai say? So I'll buy everything you're saying. You say the Rishon is a boy, let him be a boy. Good, he's mazik, it's not mazik be a dime, he's called a boy. I'll buy everything. But according to Rav, he's a shayr, he's not a boy redelay afkere is a shayr. So how are you going to learn pshat in the baraisa alibe de Rav? So this is a bit of a kasha. Umishani. So now the Gemara answered, Kagoin Shehusku Kalim Bekalim. That is the teretz of the Gemara. So now Tosfos explains what is the maskonis ha-Gemara alibe the Rabbeinu Chananel. Vahashta. So we cannot learn Pshat the Baraisa like we learned till now. That the Baraisa is telling us that the Rishin and Sheni are potter on the Hezek moment they will make, because Boer is potter on Kalim, because according to Rav, they're a Boer that are Chayim on Kalim. Vahashto, so now Pshat in the Baraisa is as follows. Kulon chayovim al niske gufon upturim al niske momoinom does not mean if they were mazik, the guf of the second and third, and put on the moment of the second and third. Al kochoch lav al nizoikin koi. It's not going on the nizoikin. The koi an nizoikim kedesal kedaitach till now. Imkain, Mayrik Shehusku b'momein ha-mezikim. Kedigmuki Shehusku, if it's going on the zoikim, it means if it was nizik from the moment of the mazikim. Kedigmuki Shehusku kalem b'kalem. So it's husku from the moment of the mazikim. So the nizoikin, if they kalim, the potter, because the moment of the mazikin is zicher aboyer the afkerei. The begufa mazik, if it's speaking about that they were genizik from the gufa mazik, amai koma the pturin al niske momoino. So why are they chayiv on niske mamayno? Why are they potter? Am I come of the ptum on niske mamayno? The moment, the if it's going on the gufa mazik, it can't be, because the gufa mazik is a shell. So it has to be going on the mamayn of the mazikin. The kivin the husku be mamayn mazikin ayri, am I chayiv sheini, Kshehizikuv shlishi b'momoyne v'abir olavi yukarye. So now the Gemara is machia, and that place is the middle of the Kashi, where the Gemara was nochi to this to begin with. Ela mazikim koi. Kulam pturim aniske momoynon. V'chayovim al niske gufo. Al mazikim koi. V'kulon chayovim anezikin shehizik gufa. They're all chayiv al niske gufa. Bein b'momen, bein b'guf. They're all chayiv on the hezik that the guf will make. Say the guf was mazik, the momen asheni. Say the guf asheni was mazik, the momen ashlishi. The chayiv, because now the maskonis ha-gemore is that Sai the Rishen and Sai the Sheni are an odom ha-mazik, not a boil. שאפילו גוף השני חייב המומן שלישי, דמיתם שהוי אלוהי למד על ההזר, אבי אודם המאזיק. He's an אודם המאזיק, that's why he's חייב הממייני. וחייב על הקלם, אף לשמול, אפילו קוראים לשמול, he's חייב, because he's an אודם המאזיק. So ממילא, according to the מסקונס הגמורת, the ברייס is telling us as follows. The ברייס is telling us, Kulon chayovim al niskei gufam, that means if the guf harishon is mazik, if the guf hasheni is mazik, they're chayiv, and it doesn't matter what they were mazik, because they're odama mazik, upturim al niskei momoinon, if the momen was mazik kelim, because the momen is a bir da'afkere in spotter on kelim. That's the bur of the first one, and then the bur of the second one is potafel anodam also. V'hashto leikoshe mashik shino min omad balkoire. So now, in the middle, there was such a tzad to say, that afilu apeshei agomu, that was mazik bamide, is a bur. And Toysu said, esta kashe. How could you say such a thing? It says, Im omad bal koire, so he's chayv and the chavis, so you see, he's not a bear, he's an odom. So now it's very good, because according to the maskonis ha-gemore, an odom that was lo yomad, avle lamed lo yomad is an odom, not a bear. Is the kivin she is chayiv lefia maskone. So since, according to the maskonus ha-gemora, the way we end up, say the rishin, say the sheni is an odom, ein locho shim yocha loimev letameich v'lishmul minich. That means, before the gemora asked akasha an rav, the gemora said, bishloi v'lishmul, you understand the baraisa beautifully. The Rishon is a boyer, the Sheni is a boyer. So Mamela, I understand why they're both put on Kalim. So the Gemara should have asked, why is the, I understand Rabbi, I understand why they're put on Kalim. But why didn't the Gemara ask, how can you say the Rishon is a boyer? If Rabbi says he's a Peshaya, what is this different than Omad Balkaira? So the Gemara could have said, Uletameich l'shmul miniche, v'yesh mekoyim eshen ha-talmid makpit. And the Gemara sometimes could have then and there asked the Kasha, and the Gemara doesn't ask the kasha, and asks a different kasha, and because of the second kasha, we change the pshat. Upturim al niskei momoino. That what now pshat in the baraisa is upturim al niskei momoino perish shemazik momoinoi es hakelim. That his momen, that's the maskon according to Rabbi Nachananu. His momen is mazik kelim, is a filorish in the pesheyu, and the baraisa says, pturim al niskei momoinos, even though the momen of the rishin is a boer, and he was a pesheya, avalei momoinoi boer, potter ala kelim, even though he's a pesheya, but the baraisa means, Pturim al niske mamoinem hilsko keilem bekeilem. Let us see the Gemara further. Omama. Now, we had in the Baraisa said as follows. Hakadorim bazagogim shem ahalchem zechazet niskal orishim v'nofam. Niska sheni berishim, vashlishi b'sheni rishin chai v'niske sheni v'sheni chai v'niske shlishi. Then the barais is misayim v'imachmas rishin noflu. What is if not the Shlishi fell because of the Sheini, the Shlishi fell because of the Rishain. Is Rishain Chayev Beniskei Kulo. So then the Rishain is Chayev and the Hezek of the Shlishi also. So we hear the Baraisa is telling us who's going to pay the Nizokim of the Shlishi. It depends. If the Shlishi fell because of the Sheini, so the Sheini pays. The Shlishi fell because of the Rishain, so the Rishain pays. Now what does this mean? Zog the Gemara. Om Amar, Imachmas Rishain Noflu, Rishain Chayiv Beniskei Kulom. Machmas Rishain Heichi Noflu, how did everyone fall Machmas Rishain? So the Gemara says, Rav Papa Omar de Posko Lulchei Kishildo. That means, when the Rishain fell, so the whole width of the Derech, he fell on the width of the Derech. He blocked the whole Derech. So Memele, if the whole Derech is blocked, So the Sheini comes and bumps into him. He bumps into his feet. So he was genizik from his feet. The Shlishi bumps into his shoulders. He was got genizik from his shoulders. So that means we have the Rishain who fell on the width of the Derech, so he could be Yasibah for the Nefila Sheini, Nefila Shlishi. We have his whole body, which was Paskal Ucha. It blocked the whole Derech. So the Sheini and the Shlishi were genizik tal yodai. Rav Papa Omar de Poske l'ulchei kishildo. Rav Zvid Omar kechutro de Sam Yusa. Rav Zvid says another marshal. He says this is like the stick of a blind person. That means when a blind person, let's say, is standing on the road, so he could stand on one side of the road, and he has his stick, and with his stick he's groping, again, on the width of the road, he's groping on the other side of the road, groping, and he's feeling all along. That means he's feeling all along the other side of the road. And that's how he felt. So exactly what Rav Zvid is Moisev, we'll see in Tosfos. Let's see what Rashi says. Kishilde kinevele hamushleches lemavar haderech bechovem. This person, the Rishon, is lying like a nevele, that is lying and blocking the whole derech berachba, umemala es kol haderech, and the whole derech is blocked. Shilda nevela kinemrinim baalme shilda kayemes, kechutro disam yusuf, kemakol shel sumim, just like a stick of blind people, shemegashes hasuma boy, the sume is groping with his stick to find out what's on the other side of the derech. Upomim shumei shitei l'reichev haderech u'megashesh, and he sticks out the stick l'reichev haderech u'megashesh. So let us see Tosfos. Zok Tosfos kechutre desam yuse arav pope polik. Rav Zvid is chaylik on Rav Pope. And that's why he's saying another mashal. V'svira leila Rav Zvid, d'chiposka lo'ulcha kishilte. If when the first person fell, if he fell horizontally, and he completely blocked the width of the road, lo'yhoyo rishin chayiv beniskei shlishi, שהיה אלוהי לזוהר כשרוע השני שנופל. So, there's a blockage on the road. The Sheini came and tripped over the feet of the Rishain. So the Shlishi, who's in back and sees this, should realize that there's something, the Sheini fell, that Mustama saw that the Sheini fell. So Mustama, there's something on the road. So Mamele, he should have been careful. Avo, Bechutra, the Sam Yusuf. So Rav Zvit holds, that means, between you and me, but this is a very edele machlokes. That means like this, when the Rishon fell the whole width of the road, and now we have traffic going, the Sheini walks, and all of a sudden we hear a big crash, the Sheini bumped into the Rishon, fell down, and got kinesis. Now there's a Shlishi that witnessed this. So there's a kash and the Shlishi. So what are you going further? Look where you're going. You see there's something in the road that's blocking. So look where you're going. So I'll tell you one of two terutzim. One terutz I'll tell you. Well, maybe on the side of the road that the Sheini went, there's a blockage. But he's not mechuyev to think, on his side there's also a blockage. He's going to go straight. Shema psoyim Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech says, Mishlei chochem yorei v'sor meiro k'sil misaber b'yteach. He goes over b'yteach. Yene broke his neck. And of course, I was the left side. I'm going on the right side. On the right side, my stomach is nothing on the right side. That is what Rav Popa held. Rav Zvit held, no. If you saw on the left side that someone fell, so if you didn't look on the right side and saw that's your fault, not the Rishon's fault. Not the Rishon's fault, it's your fault. You saw that there's a blockage, so what right do you have to assume that the blockage was only on the left side? There's a blockage, maybe so look! Don't look at the stars. Look what's happening now. Could be there's a blockage on the right side. That's what Rav Zvi held. So Rav Zvi held that it's speaking about that the Rishon fell on an angle. That means he felt like Kechutro de Sam Yusuf. That means as follows. Let us assume that the Rishon fell on a 45-degree angle. He fell on a 45-degree angle, and that's, let us just assume, like a sume is lemailo baderech, and he's holding his stick, he's being megashes with the stick, so it goes all around, so with the stick he makes a 45-degree angle. Fine. Now, the shlishi is watching what's happening. So he looks at the shochen de sheini. The Sheini is walking up, and then when he comes to the top of the Rishon that fell, who fell on an angle, he falls and breaks his neck. That's the Rishon. That's what happened to the Sheini. The Sheini walked up, and then he fell. So the Shlishi is smart. Oh, so I see up there, there's a takola. When I come up there, I have to be careful. Because man, I didn't come all the way up to where the Sheini fell. This clear traveling. The Sheini fell all the way on top. When I'll get there, I have to start looking around. Maybe there, in that area, some Mamele. So there, this is the Rishon's fault already. This is not the Shlishi's fault. Even though the Shlishi had a warning from the Nefil of the Sheini that there is an obstacle further up on the road, but he can think, but not by me. The obstacle is further up. And since the Rishon fell on a 45-degree angle, so Mamele, so that's what Taisvus is saying, Shaila Lezok Shara Sheini Shinov, Avol Bechutra Desam Yusuf. The Havi Bialachsa, and this is on an angle, Kshenizkal Harishin Bereisha Chutra, the Kshenizkal Harishin Bereisha Chutra, the Ruchemish Kshenizkal Hasheni Bereisha Chutra, Oisei Shebo Acha Kach Venizkal Beseifa Chutra Leiraho. He did not see he did not see him because he just knows that the Niskal was further up. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Ze bo bachavitoi vize bo bekeirosoi. Here we have two people are walking opposite one another. One is coming from right to left. The other is coming from left to right. They're both going on the same street. And there was a collision. They bumped, one bumped into the other. So now, if this collision brought about that the kad became broken, is the Baal HaKoyre is Potter. And the Mishnah explains, there's a reason for this. Shelozer Rishus Lahalech, Ulozer Rishus Lahalech. Both of them had a right to walk. It wasn't a one-way street, it was a two-way street, so each one had a right to walk. So if they both have rishus, and a hezek occurred, so then the loch is that the mazik is potter. Hoya balakayre rish. Now we're talking about that the one is walking behind the other, not they were walking towards one another. Hoya balakayra rishin, bal chavis bechayra. Nishbera chavis bechayra. If the chavis broke in the kayra, potter balakayra. So the balakayra is potter. Let us see the Baal, what Rashi says. Zebo bechavisoi upogu zebo ze. They collided one into the other. Potter. Shelishneyem rishus lahalech. Both of them have rishus to go. So if both have rishus to go, so that's where they put. Oya, the Balkeira's put. Oya Balkeira rishim putter. Shezem ahalech kedarkai. The Balkeira is going kedarkai. The who mia loleches, and the balchovis started hurrying up. That's how the balchovis bumped into the balkeire. Potter balkeire. Vim omad balkeire. What happened if the balkeire was omad? Then chayev. And the balkeire is chayev. So we had before in the Aflamed Aleph, either speaking about omad lofush, which is not the proper thing to do in the middle of the Rishus Haram. We're speaking about Omad Lekate for Hoyle Lahazeb Lehizeb. Vim Omale Bal Chavis Amoid, but what is the Balkeire who stopped in the middle of the Rishus Haram, but he gave warning to the Bal Chavis, he said, stop! Then his potter, Afilu, the Balchovis Mustama gave him a piece of his mind. What are you telling me to stop? What right do you have to stop Mil Rishus Haram? Al Koponim, the Balkoire is Potter. I warned you to stop. An action is, I'm not responsible. Hoyo, now we are changing who was first and who was second. Hoyo Balchovis Rishin, or Balkoire Achim. Nishbarachovis Bekoire Chayim. So here Al Kochach it was because the Balkoire was Mir Lelechis. Vimomad Balchovis Potter. If he stood, he's Potter. Hoyo Balchovis Rishin, or Balkoire Achim. Nishbarachovis Bekoire
chayev, and the Baal Koyr is chayev. Vim omad Baal Chovis, potter. Vim omad le Baal Koyr amoid, and he was mazik, so the Baal Koyr is chayev. V'chein ze bo b'neiroi, v'ze b'pishtonoi, we also have the same guidelines and the same halachas. Well, we will learn the Gemara the while. The whole Gemara, because the Tosfos depend on the, we have to know the whole Gemara before we see Tosfos. Boy mine rabbe bar noson merav hune. Hamazik es ishtoi betashmish hamita mao. A person was oisik betashmish, and somehow, shaloi bekavone, he was mazika. So what is the din? Kiven the bershuska of it, potter, since he's doing a pula that he has reshus to do, so he's potter. Oidume iboyi lei leiuni. If he would have been more careful, this would not have occurred. So even though he's doing a pula bershus, but you have to be careful that you should not be mazik. Iboyi lei leiuni. Omale. So this is a yes from Rav Huna. To Nisua, enough in the Mishnah. Shalazer Rishus Lahalach. The Mishnah starts off. Hozer Bobe Chavisei, Zer Bobe Kairosei. It was a two-way street. Each one was walking Berishus. Each one was a little fatrach, it seems. I mean, that's how the collision came about. But Al Koponim, each one is walking Bereshus, and the collision occurred. So it says in the Mishnah that Yopata. So you see, if a person is doing something Bereshus, he's not Mechuyev to be Ma'ayin. Maybe a Hezek might come out. Omar Rove, so Rove said, the halacha that you're saying is wrong. We'll come to the Mishnah in a minute, but the halacha that you're saying is wrong. Kal v'chayme, I'll prove it to you. Uma yar. In this week's parsha, it speaks about the two people were in a yar, and they were, one was chopping wood, and because of the chopping, The other one got killed. See, the Eitzam is Bakeya, to the Gals, and beneath Chayodoy. So it says that the Roitzeyach is Chayiv. Mayar sheze l'rishusoy nichnas, veze l'rishusoy nichnas. The case of Yar, each one, the Yar is a hefkedika place. So each one went in his own area. No, Lemaise, something, Hezek came out, he's chopping Besoich Rishusoi, and Lemaise, Yenne got killed. If a Hezek came through him, Nase Kimish Nichnas Lishus Chavere V'chayiv. We consider, even though the Bekiya Sa'itzim is Bershusoi, but since the Hezek entered Yenim's Rishus, so he's Chayiv Golas, Zeshel Rishus Chaveiroi Nichnas, by Tashmish Amit, it's not Pshar Am Oisik B'Shoich Shaloi, says Rishus Chaveiroi Nichnas Loi Kolshke. Savad the Gevishit B'Chai, you're going in Yenim's Rishus, Iboi Leli Yuni. Elo haktoni shelozer rishus. In fact, the Gemara finds it making me now kal v'chayma from Golis. But I told you a raya from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says
that this is shezer hilach b'shus, shezer rishus lach, wazer rishus lahalach. So what's with my guy? The Mishnah says that you're potter. Hosom tavayu kahadodininu. There, the hezek came through both of them. That means there was a collision. That means the balachovis and the balakoyre collided one with the other. We do not consider that the whole pa'ula was done through the balakoyre. There was a collision. So both of them brought about the hezek. That's how it happened. So the hezek came through both of them. Hocha ihu ka'ovid maiser. But here, by Tashmish, the hezek that came about through the Baal, not through the Isha. So even though he's doing it b'rshus, but there's a tiny boil eliyune. So that is what the Gemara is fearing, guys. We will not explain the Oimek Advarim. We just will say the Taich words, that's the Chilik. If it's Ot Tavayu Kadodininu, if both collided, the Hezek came through the actions of both, and both are Bershus. So then, the Potter. But if only the hezek came about through one, so Mamela he's chayiv, even though he's bushus. So the Gemara says v'hiloi l'chayre, the pula of Tashmish is being done through the isha also. Both are being oisik b'tashmish, and the hezek came through both. Voksiv, the posik says, v'nichesu hanefoshes ha'oisos mikerev amom. The posik says that both of them are oisos. Now, if both of them are oisos, so that means that the tashmish is being done through the ish and through the ishe. So, memela, so, it's also Tavayu Kad, and the way it was done, the Hezek came about. So the Gemara says no. Hano le Tavayu Islu. That is true. Both have Hano. And the Torah, which is Machayev the Isha Kolben, or Machayev Koris, is a Torah Achshive Hano le Maise. So that's why when it speaks about Koris, it says, Hanefoshes ha'oisois, that the Ish is also called an oise. Hanole tavayo islu, aba'ihu maisehu deka'ovid. But the maise, he is doing and not her. So therefore, So since it's not Tavayu Kadi Adodi that Ezra came about through him, so even though it's Peshus, he's Chayiv. Let us see Rashi. Tavayu Ki Adodi Ninu Shneim Shoven Bishviroso. Sha'av Balchovis Siye Bishviroso. The Balchovis also participated in the Ezek. It was a collision through both. Hanefoshes ha'oisos noyef ne'efes b'mashm. Zog te Gemara weiter. Hoyo balkoire rishin. We had in the Mishnah, the balkoire was rishin and the chavis was achin, so it matters how the hezek, we had different halachis, how the hezek occurred. Omar Reish Lakish. Shtei porois perushus haram. The two pores in the Rishus Haram, Achas Revutzo v'Achas Malaches. One of them decided to write down in the middle of the Rishus Haram, and the other one is walking. and the one that's walking sees the revutze and a chutzpah she'ein kamayu is blocking the derech. Is bato maleches berevutze. So the maleches gave the revutze a kick. There was the actions of the revutze offended the maleches, and he showed his feelings. It wasn't a maver al midaysav, and then he bought a maleches bavutza, ktura. So the maleches is pot. Revutza be maleches, chayeves. He once mentioned that the Chazon Ish says as follows. Revutza b'maleches does not mean that this is a continuation of the first kick. That means that maleches kicked the revutza, so the revutza did not want to accept this without returning a similar token of appreciation. So in such a case, the Chazon Ish is, the revutza would be potter. The revutza would be potter, because the revutza kicked, even though, perhaps the maleches was instigated by the revutza to kick, but the kick of the revutze instigates the kick of the maleches to the revutze instigates the revutze to kick back. So memele, that is not the case. So he wants to say, either it's speaking about that the maleches walked over the revutze, as we'll see at the end of the sugya. And that could be, was not an instigation to the revutze. You listen, if you're laying there, what should people do? Take helicopters. Al kaponim, so then the revutze does not have a teretz for this kick, but then the Chazon Ish is also mesupik with this. And bota revutze malaches means, there's no chiddush whatsoever. It means as I take a maise, the revutze not only was it the mechutzim that it lie down in the middle of Shusarabim, it gave a kick to Malachas Nachoichet, it's Chayebis. So that's really poshet. We'll see, but it's coming l'diyuke. Akapona. So let's go back to what Rish Lakish said. Shtei poritz b'shusarabim. Achas revutzim, achas malachas. Bota malachas b'revutzim p'tura, so the malachas is pota. This kick was instigated by the revutzim. Revutze be maleches chayeves. The revutze kicked the maleches is chay. About kaponim, Rish Lakish, salemi misayele. So we have a right to Rish Lakish from the Mishnah. Hoyo bal koire rishin u bal chovis achrin. Nish bere chovis be koire potter. Vim omad bal koire chayev. If the Baal Koire stood, Vimomad Baal Koire Chayiv. So the Baal Koire is Chayiv. So, the Baal Koire was Mishane, the Baal Koire is Chayiv. V'hocho d'cherevutze b'maleches dami. So here, this is similar to revutze b'maleches. The revutza was mazik the malaches, uktoni chayiv. So bringing a raya to this halacha of Rish Lakish. So the Gemara asks, v'tizbere, asayi boy, you want to bring a raya? Loi mistaye, the loi misayi, ela miksha namikosh. The Mishnah is astira to what Rish Lakish said. Taime de boato. Let's see what Rish Lakish said. Bato revutze b'maleches, so the revutze is chayev. Ho huska memele. But what is
if the Revutze was, didn't do anything, it just lay down there, and the Maleches got genizik from the Revutze, Potter, weist euch von Reish Lakish, and that's, it seems that's what Reish Lakish is coming to say, that Potter, the Revutze is chayiv, but Huska, the Revutze will be Potter. Even though the Revutze was Mishane, he had no right to do such a thing, but if Huska is Potter, Vamasnis in the Memele Ktoni chayiv, and the Mishnah is speaking about that Omad Balakoyre, and it was Usko, the Chovis, and the Balkoire. Here we say that the Balkoire is Chayiv. So you want to bring a right to Reish Lakish, because this is a stira to Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, it's not a stira. Masnisen de poske lo'ucho kishult. The Mishnah is speaking about that when the Balkoire stopped, the Koire was blocking the whole Rishus Haram. The Baal Chovis had no place where to go. He could not go around the Baal Koire because the Baal Koire blocked the whole Rishus Haram. So there the din is that if through stopping the Chovis got Nifkal in the Koire, so the Baal Koire is Chayiv. Hocho, here in the case of Reish Lakish, going the Rava Bechad Gise, the Behemah lay down on the left side of the Derech. He boiled his kuya bidach gise. So Memela here, if the Behemah decided to go over the Revutze, instead of going around the Revutze, good, that's your, you could do whatever you want, but if you were genizik, so you're potter. So there the Revutze is potter. The Revutze did not block the whole derech, so therefore the Maleches could have gone on the other side of the Revutze. If the Maleches went towards the Revutze and was genizik to the Revutze, the Baal Revutze is potter. Masha'en came the Mishnah Omad Balkoira speaking about that the Balkoire was poskeluche kishilde, there was no place where the Balchovis could go. Al kaponim, it's no stire on Mishnah and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, no, I said before, there's a raya to the Mishnah, al seifa de masnisa mesaila le Reish Lakish. The Tani hoyo Balchovis rishin or Balkoire achen. Ish Balchovis Bekoire Chai, Ve'im Omad Balchovis Pota. Now, if the Balchovis stood in the middle of the Rishus Haram, the Balchovis was a Mishane, is Pota. V'hocho Dechemaleches Berevutza Domi. So this is similar to what Reish Lakish said. The Revutza was Mishane, and the Maleches went and kicked the Revutza. So that means because of the shini of the Revutze, the Maleches was mazik the Revutze, so the Maleches is potter. And that's derived from the Mishnah. Because of the shini of the Baal Chovis, the Kaire banged into the Chovis, the Baal Kaire is potter. Oktani, potter. So the Gemara says no. There's no raya from the Mishnah to Reish Lakish. Mas nisen de chiuche komaski. The Mishnah is speaking about that the Balkoire is walking normal. The Balachovis was Mishune, he stopped in the middle of the Derech. He's walking normal, so he's mazik the Chovis, so then Fakir, there's no tvi on him. Hochi omale, but over here, Reish Lakish said the Maleches was boyit bekavone to the Revutze. So to say that here you potter, Amalei, here could be Reish Lakish is wrong. Nei dislach Rishus lesguye alai. Taki have you Rishus to walk over the Revutze. Levuti be less lach Rishus. But to be boyit in the Revutze, that you don't have Rishus. So there's no raya from the Mishnah to Reish Lakish.
זאת ראשי קיבוץ במלאכס דבר קוירה שעומד אבי משונה שאין דרך לופוש בשוסרם עשיו בוי ברבוץ במלאכס חייבס אלא מקשנמי קושי מסליש לא יש לופוש דומה בו אותו רבצס חייבס הוסקה ממילה מלאכס ברבוץ הפתור ובוכי את המסניסן וממילה חייבס עומדו בל הקוירה and it was husko the balchovische chai so the mom was nice in the poske koira lo urcha ki shilde shayu reisha lo reicha bader chilka chafilo me meile chai shein derech le balchovis lintis doesn't have where to go lisku yibidach gise ilkach so therefore husko is chai but over here husko is potter because the malachas could have walked around the revutze. He'll cut time in the bota, but mamela pota. Masnis in the kamazgi bal koire ki yulche venkan shinoi he'll cut pota. But malachas, a bota berevutze, shinso es darko. Ve'im lochte chayeve, so there's no raya from the Mishnah to Reish Lakish.